L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Subaru launches the Trail Seeker EV, Chevrolet debuts a new Silverado work truck, and Kia unveils the EV4. Plus, stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you which multi-million dollar electric supercar has entered production after 5 years of delays. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Friday, 18th of April. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get the episodes ad-free. You can, if you want to be like them, and click on a link in the show notes to strip out the ads. We'll start with news of Subaru, finally having more to talk about in the world of electric vehicles. Their second EV, the Trail Seeker, based on the Solterra. Unlike the four-door hatchback, the Solterra, the Trail Seeker is more of an SUV design. It's about 6 inch or 15 centimetres longer and taller with roof rails, and the design aligns it with the Outback from Subaru. The Trail Seeker shares mechanical parts with the updated Solterra 2026 model year using a 75 kilowatt hour pack. Dual motors, all-wheel drive, of course, it's a Subaru, and that allows for more snow, dirt, deep snow, mud, hill descent control, that kind of stuff, with 8.3 inches or 21 centimeters of ground clearance. The vehicle makes around 375 horsepower, say they, allowing it to go to 60 miles an hour in 4.3 seconds. This is the real deal. Estimated range, we don't know, over 260 miles, they say. It's around 420 k's, slightly less than the Solterra's predicted range, which, like I say, has been updated. The new Subaru Trail Seeker will come with standard J3400 plug or the NACS connector, so you can charge at the Tesla Supercharger stations or any of those third-party stations that now have the J3400 plug as well. Inside, Solterra like, but with more cargo space, a big central touchscreen, wireless CarPlay, Android Auto, and an instrument display as well. Pricing not announced, but maybe if it starts around 45 grand, you wouldn't go far wrong. Subaru has actually updated the Solterra, launching in the UK very soon. The refreshed model, like I mentioned earlier in the podcast at the New York Auto Show, Solterra has had a redesigned front fascia, new headlights, clear visual change from the old version as well. Kind of aligns it with the updates happening to the Toyota BZ4X and the Lexus RZ as well. The battery is bigger, 71 to 74 kilowatt hours, and again, 285 miles of range. On the EPA test cycle, a 25% improvement, we think, on efficiency on that vehicle as well. WLTP will be 356 or so. New battery preconditioning system in the Solterra, which means that you can hopefully hit those charge rates of 150 kilowatts, whatever the temperature, however you choose to use the vehicle. Solterra's power control has been upgraded as well for more efficiency, and we're waiting for UK pricing on that vehicle. Now let's talk about Chevrolet expanding its Silverado EV lineup with the new 2026 Silverado EV 3WT. That is for fleet customers. For the work truck, this version uses an LFP pack, expected to lower costs compared to the NMC, or NMCA actually, nickel, cobalt, manganese, aluminium batteries in the other Silverados. GM has indicated that using LFP packs would cut the vehicle prices by up to $6,000, and it could place the 3WT under $50,000. The 4WT is about $55,000. Although LFP typically has lower energy density, they are cheaper to produce and are getting better quicker. The 3WT standard plus range is what it's called, has the standard features not found in the 4WT. It has the 7.2 kilowatt offboarding power, very important, and the soon to be discontinued 2WT, with its estimated driving range of 282 miles, would be handily beaten by this new one. We haven't got range estimates for the new 3WT, but maybe not 100 miles more, but maybe 350 miles in a single charge would be fantastic. GM not disclosing when it, where it will source the LFP cells from, but it will eventually make their own prismatics with Samsung SDI. And they're bringing down those costs as well. Now, we love launching a new car and a brand new vehicle, the Kia EV4, revealed at the New York International Auto Show this week. The EV4 has its modern Kia design. Buyers can choose from two different battery sizes on the EV4, either 58 or 81 kilowatt hour. It's the 400 volt version of EGMP, the platform, which keeps costs down, but charging is slightly slower. You're looking at that half hour time to do 10 to 80. It's a sedan with a low roof line and plenty of space for passengers, certainly up front anyway. Rear seating is maybe a little cramped for those that are taller because of the low running roof line. The success of the EV4, you would think, because it's not in that ultra-popular crossover SUV-type segment, will probably be on pricing. While the US price isn't announced, if it came in around $35,000 for people that want more of a sedan style, then that would be very, very popular. Kia's EV3, meanwhile, my current crush, has been named the World Car of the Year. And are we surprised? Absolutely not. The 2025 World Car Awards was held at the New York Convention Center as the auto show is on. And this year, the Kia EV3 took the honors, which is not surprising to me because the Kia EV3 is kind of a Goldilocks vehicle. Not too big, not too small. The porridge is not too hot, not too cold. You can spec the battery as a standard range or extended range on that as well. Previously, IONIQ 5 has won it. IONIQ 6, Kia EV9 has won it. Look, the Koreans are pretty well versed in winning these awards. Joining the EV3, the Volvo EX90 was the luxury vehicle award, and BYD's Seagull won the best urban vehicle. Vehicle design of the year was the VW ID Buzz, but World Car of the Year, if you do have an EV3 or thinking of getting one, well, that is a big old stamp of approval if you ask me. And again, I think it's a perfect mix of usability, of price, and all those things. Now, Kia's on a bit of a roll. Like I say, the auto show is on right now. Kia are introducing the Nightfall edition of the EV9 at the New York Auto Show, making it the first electric model with this Nightfall trim. Built on the mid-level Land trim, it adds blackouts, bits of trim, badges, split spoke 20-inch black wheels, basically that darkened the vehicle, hence the Nightfall name. High contrast white exterior, and the EV9 Nightfall has an all black interior with a special seat back pattern as well. If you want something a little bit different, a little more special, of course, the actual technical side of it, the 99.8 kilowatt hour battery pack, dual motors, all the same on the Nightfall edition. And the EV9 models now come in the US with J3400 as standard, the NaxPort, the Tesla connector, if you will. That new Nightfall trim should be available by summer. Pricing TBC. Now, Livewire, the electric motorcycle brand from Harley-Davidson, has launched a new line of electric motorcycles for law enforcement and security. The Livewire fleet includes models with features like sirens, lights, and strong mounting points for gear. These bikes are designed for urban patrols, security, and events where agility and quiet operation are needed. Livewire claims their electric drivetrain has several advantages over a gas-powered electric bike, like lower maintenance costs, lower costs, and of course, near silent operation, so that you can creep up on the bad guys. Instant torque and quick acceleration as well also gives officers the edge. And the design removes the need for a clutch, so you can operate the motorcycle with right hand and foot only. Helps with fatigue if you're riding the bike for a long time. Police departments can customize the motorcycles through Livewire's fleet division with various options. Of course, going EV makes sense for running costs, for regen, for just the vehicles being better. Current battery technology on EV bikes, of course, does hold them back a little bit in terms of range, but 100 miles, 160 k's of range, perfect. Absolutely perfect for urban law enforcement. We'll take a quick break when we come back. Ooh, so much to talk about. Cybertruck is in the news today. And also, Rivian delivering electric vans to bring you your next food delivery. Those stories and a lot more coming up. Stick around.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now let's talk Mercedes-Benz starting electric CLA production early. Production of the electric Mercedes-Benz CLA has begun, according to internet reports. This means Mercedes is slightly ahead of their schedule. The company plans to open orders on April 29th, earlier than the mid-June date we had been previously promised. They're in the ramp-up phase, they say, and pilot production is now done. Manufacturing is increasing at the plant in Germany, and that makes the production impacts the Stuttgart power unit plant, which makes the electric motor for the rear axle. The assembly on the CLA is a permanent magnet synchronous motor with a two-speed gearbox on the MMA platform. We saw in mid-March the series version of the CLA. Base price of the CLA 250 Plus in Germany would be around 50,000 euros, and retractable door handles and all those kind of things on the CLA that will make it stand out. The latest MBUX operating system and the latest technology Mercedes has got to throw at that should mean we get the vehicle sometime around August, we think. Now, let's talk Cybertruck. And Tesla, according to a report today, has cut production of the Cybertruck by 50%. Business Insider writing this one. Now, they have in the past been critical of Tesla. That's not to say this article is either pro or anti. But they have in the past not been, you know, a cheerleader for Tesla. I guess Business Insider, you know, they might say, well, we've reported both the good and the bad, but I'm just pointing that out. They have been moving employees since January, according to Business Insider, to the Model Y lines. Workers at Tesla's Gigafactory in Texas have noticed changes to the Cybertruck production goals recently, following similar cuts made last year when they lowered the production targets. In mid-March, the Highways Agency in the US recalled nearly all Cybertrucks, so we know that around 46,000 were sold in its entirety. And we know that about 3,000 or so sold in the first quarter of the year. According to Cox Automotive, they sold 6,000 Cybertrucks in the first quarter of the year, but other reports have put that lower. But either way, it means that the production plant, which was built for 250,000 Cybertrucks a year, the CEO Elon Musk saying that he thinks they could sell 500,000 of them every single year. We now know that that's probably a little optimistic now, but they are halving the production capacity, according to Business Insider, and moving people off the line. Workers reporting just noticing the car park not being as full of workers' cars in that particular part of the building as well. There is a new $70,000 Cybertruck as well. We'll see if that moves the needles for Tesla. Now, Tesla, in its first quarter of the year, registrations in California were down, causing it to lose its top spot in the EV market. Of course, there's been protests against the CEO's role in politics these days, and that led to a big drop in Californian sales. California, the market that is the biggest EV market in America, which was formerly Tesla's home state before they moved to Texas, but of course they maintained a very large production facility, not just in Fremont, but lots of buildings in California. Overall, zero-emission vehicles in California rose by 7.3% in the first 3 months of the year, but Tesla's market share fell from 55% to 43% on the same period, Q1 last year. Some people saying it's not just the CEO's involvement in politics, but some feel it's a stale product lineup. I disagree with that. I do think that if you take the time to look at the improvements made, to the Model 3 and the Model Y, they're very worthwhile improvements. S and X as well, I still think fantastic pieces of engineering, even if they might seem long in the tooth if you haven't been paying attention to the upgrades under the skin as well. The Model Y is still selling well in California, but its sales were down by 30%. We'll see if, some of that works its way through in the Q2 numbers, because people could have been waiting to buy the new so-called Juniper edition. Let's talk about Rivian announcing yesterday that it delivered 70 fully electric commercial vans to the business HelloFresh, a global meal kit provider. Rivian's first major fleet customer since it opened orders for other clients that weren't Amazon. The van is $80,000, and Rivian said HelloFresh has added 70 of the all-electric commercial vans to its fleet. They'll save 20,000 gallons of gasoline every single year, and they cover more than 250,000 miles or 400,000 kilometers, I think, in a year. So lots of savings to be made. Earlier this year, sightings of the commercial vans branded with HelloFresh were reported in Utah and Chicago. HelloFresh noting their last-mile delivery network is optimizing the driving routes to decrease the distance traveled from distribution center to doorstep, and EVs are being perfect for the use case of that. Now let's talk about a battery energy storage system. Next time you are at Gatwick Airport, this is really interesting, because there's EV charging at airports, of course. Airports are not the greenest places on the planet. You can't get away from the fact that aviation is incredibly dirty and harmful to air quality. So anything that can be done like this, like a big battery energy storage system at London Gatwick on the electric forecourt there, is really interesting. GridServe have been doing some fantastic work, by the way. I really rate what GridServe have been doing. They have two batteries with a capacity of 3.6 megawatts. GridServe adding some battery storage to the electric forecourt there. Opened in 2023 near Terminal South, or South Terminal, I should say. There's 30 charging bays. Very important for staff, local taxis, and the community. Plus, of course, airport passengers who might be adding some charge before they fly, so that their EV has got a nice high state of charge, maybe around 60, 70, 80% when they're on holiday, or maybe they come back and it's a little bit of, phantom drain, as our EVs sometimes wake up in the middle of the night and use some battery. You can get a full charge, and then you can be on your way after you land back off holiday. Now, let's talk about some lower prices, which my US listeners might think, are you sure about that? InstaVolt has launched a reduced rate charging at their Winchester Super Hub, and I have not visited yet, although I've been very close to it a couple of times already, but not able to pull in. I've had the family in tow. One of the UK's more cost-effective rapid chargers, users of InstaVolt's app or the RFID card pay only 50 pence per kilowatt hour off-peak, That's from 7 p.m. in the evening, so that is, you know, pretty early to be off peak. The rate is lower than many of its competitors. I think InstaVolt at its most expensive, so not on this discount, not at the Winchester Super Hub, which they're discounting to get people to talk about it. Genie Point as well, they're up at the 80, 85 pence kind of territory, which for my US listeners is, you know, over $1 a kilowatt hour. We also pay 20% VAT tax on public charging, which we don't pay at home. We pay 5% tax on electricity at home. And so lots of reasons why actually 50 pence per kilowatt hour is quite cheap, even though you might listen to that and go, that's really expensive. You know, I agree. It is expensive. But as things go, it is quite cheap. It's off the A34 and M3 motorway. And it's a big site. It's got solar, it's got storage, it's got a Starbucks, got a play area, a dog walking zone, 870 panels there, and I can't wait to pop in. And I got a little journey on Saturday, which means that I might just be able to swing in tomorrow. Many long-time listeners know we're based in, you know, Bournemouth and Poole on the south coast, and the in-laws are in Basingstoke, and so we're often up and down the M27, M3, and man, the charging, thanks to GridSurf, has really improved in that route over the last 12 to 18 months, you know, both at Rownham's, if you know the area, and Winchester services. I must check Winchester South. I've been there a couple of times recently, and the whole new site, which is looking nice, was de-energized. I wonder why it's not been turned on. I'll go check it out the weekend. Not needed a charge, but I drove past it. Everything was off. You hate seeing a new site. You hate seeing hardware in the ground for weeks and months and not be energized. You really hate that, don't you? It's like, oh man, come on, you want to get it turned on, don't you? And finally, Lotus will start production of its electric hypercar, the Evija. Now, there were delays that pushed the original 2020 launch back by 5 years. The Evija cost $2.3 million. It's a quad motor setup. Top Gear reviewed the production spec Evija, noting that unlike any other Lotus, the Evija meets Lotus's own standards for weight, you know, adding lightness, as it were. It's only 1,887 kilograms, which is, you know, pretty low for a massive supercar in electric world, at least. A lot cheaper than the Emeya, for instance. The Evija's lighter weight comes from the 70 kilowatt hour pack. WLTP range 195. I mean, you're not really looking at doing massive ranges in this. You might be doing a track day or something. If you can afford 2.3 million for this kind of vehicle, then you're probably going to have a team of people that can transport it to a track, and then you can have a little play if it ever leaves the garage. That is, they loved obviously things like its traction, its stability control, and just everything that they've put into it. Uses torque vectoring to improve the handling, and the Evija's stability controls will help the driver maintain control on even the twistiest tracks. They will want to flatter you and make you look good if you are driving this, having spent all your millions on it. After 5 years, it is finally ready for prime time. I'll have a couple, please. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village of Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
LEGENDBC
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.